This is Silvia Vivanco speaking.
Okay,
we were about to cancel the call because we have been waiting for 20 minutes. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Oh, I am really, really sorry. There was an issue with the time zone. I didn't have the UTC time zone, so my apologies for this delay for joining the call later. I think that if you all agree, if Dev and Jose agree, we can have a brief update. We can update Jose on the work done so far. Dev, as from the or since the last meeting, drafted a document with a framework with the SWOT, and we haven't populated it. I think there's some content, but it's not fully populated. So we should coordinate this planning effort. And we should coordinate this with the planning framework for Latin America. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Alejandro, can we please officially start the call?
Or not. Mm-hmm.
This is Sabrina, the interpreter on the English channel.
Alejandro disconnected. Oh, dear.
It seems Alejandro disconnected.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
And for the record, we interpreted most of what Mr. Pisanti said.
Okay.
And Jose Arce would like to officially start the call.
Okay. Certainly, this is Dave, sorry, this is Dave Anand. Certainly, if Jose wishes to start the call and when Alejandro comes back in, we can also can continue. It'll be a short call, though. I mean, we're ready. It's nearly half the hour.
Okay, this is Jose Arce speaking. Let us proceed with the call so that Dev can update me on what has been going on, and then we can proceed. So, Jose Arce speaking. Good afternoon to staff, Heidi, Matt, Silvia, Gisela. Good afternoon, Dev and Alejandro. Good afternoon, if you are listening. I have been listening to what Alejandro was saying before, so if Dev could update me on this. I saw that he posted a link on the chat, and there's a SWOT diagram to be populated, and that is one of the points that the group wanted to address. I also saw that this is not fully populated yet, so Dev, correct me if I am wrong, but I think we should start populating this SWOT diagram, so I will immediately start populating it. But since you have been working with Alejandro, please let me know what the group intends to do, what are the next steps and the time frames.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Dave Anand speaking. Thank you. Well, at the time of for the next call, which was today on the 30th, one of the ideas was to actually begin to have a very preliminary SWOT analysis to present. I have to say, with the ICANN meeting, and now suddenly my IGF duties, I've only been able to do a very preliminary SWOT table. The page is up on as I posted in the chat on the Adobe Connect chat, and as it is a typical SWOT table, you have the strengths, the weaknesses of LACRALO, and the opportunities and threats. And I've also tried to illustrate the SWOT table with some arrows to indicate, just the intent behind the SWOT analysis in case there was some misunderstanding. The idea is that the strengths and weaknesses are internal to LACRALO, whereas the opportunities and threats are external to LACRALO. And obviously, strengths and opportunities are positive, weaknesses and threats are negative. So, but again, it's obviously very, very preliminary, and I'm sorry I did not have time to actually work on it as much as I could have because of, other mitigating family circumstances, unfortunately. The next step will be to actually try to fill this SWOT table. And also, there's also been, during the ICANN Toronto meeting, the ICANN VP, Rodrigo de la Parra, presented a LACRALO, a Latin American and Caribbean regional strategy. There was a meeting on October 17th, 2012, and where the plan was the elements of the regional strategy was planned, and I believe the intent is to try to come up with a steering committee to work with all of the internet stakeholders in the region to come up with this regional strategy. I think that we should also look at giving an input from LACRALO's point of view on what should be done. So this is also another aspect that we have to study. I believe the presentation is available on the ICANN's website. There's also a video clips. I don't think the transcript has been released as yet, but I'm certain that will be very soon now. I think that's about the key summary points of this, Jose. That's it.
Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Dev. You were saying that LACRALO has to be a part of this, so I spoke with Rodrigo about this, and I will be part of the steering committee for Latin America and the Caribbean, so we will be working together with other colleagues. I think that Sergio wants to be part of this working group, mm-hmm. at least representing at large. I'm sure, Dev, you will be there representing at large. Rodrigo requested that we should restrict or limit the number of members so that we can work more positively or with better results. Regarding these thoughts, analysis. I really thank you, Dev, for it. I am also involved in IGF initiatives. I have some commitments myself there, and at least 50% of the participants in our region will attend the global IGF, and I feel very happy about it. So I hope I will see you there. And between now and the time I leave, I will try to populate your thought table so that we can move forward with this strategic planning working group. I really thank you, Dev, for this thought table and for posting that material on the wiki. I see that Alejandro is typing. This is Alejandro. Can you hear me? Alejandro Pisante speaking. I think that given what I have been listening to, we can bring this phone call to or teleconference to a close since there is no further consultation needed. This is Silvia Vivanco from staff. So is there any action item that Jose should take over regarding this document? Silvia Vivanco again. Is there any action item, Jose, regarding the document or the material drafted by Dev? Jose Arce speaking. I think we just need to populate the thought table. I am a member of this group, but I don't know if this is open to the community. I don't know if Alejandro can share this or circulate this in the email exchange list, or if this is just restricted to members. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. This is now focused only on the working group members. The group work plan, as approved, indicates that we will prepare the framework for the SWOT analysis, and this will take place in January. So we have from here until December or the beginning of January to complete this within the working group. Of course, you, in your capacity as chair, can ask or invite the members of the working group to participate and to indicate if they are available. Jose Arce speaking. Silvia is in charge of the working group, but I will cooperate also. But in any event, Alejandro, I just wanted to say that or wanted to know the deadline so that I can communicate this deadline to all the members. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. The working plan, Jose, would be completed in early December so as to have the SWOT analysis and then the project management framework. We are running a little bit late on account of the ICANN meeting in Toronto, and that was foreseeable. But we are also leaving for the IGF, so no significant progress will be made during this week. And also we have members of the working group that are not present here, are not attending this conference call. Good evening, this is Silvia speaking. I am sorry I am late. I was listening to you. I would like to ask Alejandro, which members of this working group will be going to Baku? Because we could find that out, and even though you are the coordinator, Jose Arce speaking, Silvia, I think we can reach a conclusion. Dev will be in Baku, Alejandro, myself will be in Baku, and Silvia speaking. This is a group with many members, and Eric is the co-chair or co-coordinator, so maybe since I will not be going to Baku, we can continue working. This is my suggestion. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Yes, I agree with that. So Alberto Soto, I don't think he will be attending. Roosevelt will not be attending. And so maybe we can continue working. As you know, there's plenty of things to do and we don't have a minute to rest. Jose Arce speaking. Alejandro, I posted a link on the AAC room that indicates which at-large community members will be going to Baku. Alejandro speaking. Okay, let's do so, if that's possible. Jose Arce speaking. Let me see. I think that more than four members of this working group will not be going to Baku, so maybe some progress can be made. Alejandro Bisanti, time allowing, we can attempt that. Silvia speaking, Silvia Herling speaking. Okay, very good. I can take care of that. I can send an email, let them know, or update them on this teleconference, and let them know that those that are not going to Baku can continue working. And Eric could even agree on a meeting on Skype or something along those lines, maybe an informal chat. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Yes, we could give it a try. As I was saying, it's very difficult to work once we are there, but we will do what we can. Silvia Herling speaking. Sure, I understand. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. On the other hand, if we have a half an hour available, there's plenty that we can do. Silvia Herling speaking. Sure. Alejandro Pisanti speaking. I think that we have covered all the items. Dev, is there anything else you would like us to do?
This is Dave. Thanks, Alejandro. I believe it was talking. I noticed the PDF of the ALAC independent review, and I know that was apparently Johnny Loreno posted an email. I was trying to understand what he was trying to say regarding how this document could somehow affect, well, be helpful in our SWOT analysis. Do you want to discuss that email by Johnny Loreno? It was sent to the group about it yesterday.
Alejandro Pisanti is speaking. From what I saw, if I remember correctly, this is just a reference to a document, a SWOT document, addressing ALAC or in reference to ALAC. And this is something that we are considering already within the group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. This is Dave. Just to also mention, I'll just post another link. And this was the part of the SWOT analysis that was done, well, as part of the at-large improvements with Team C sometime early last year, and this was the Lakwalo input then, and elements from this could still be taken because I think they are still relevant in terms of our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. So we may not have to, you know, redo everything from scratch again completely. So this is also another useful link to refer to and decide whether it's still relevant this year. That's it.
Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. I agree with using all this material, with socializing the material, circulating that through our email exchange list. So, Dev, if you could kindly be in charge of, if you could kindly circulate this information, then
okay.
We could start processing this information with those people available.
Okay. This is Dave. Certainly, Alejandro, I'll do that. That's it.
Alejandro Pisanti speaking. Thank you. Jose, do you agree with this? Jose Arce speaking. Yes, of course. Alejandro Pizanti speaking. So if you all agree, then we can bring this conference call to a close. I don't have any other business to address. Jose Arce speaking. I don't have any other business to address. The next steps, deadlines are very clear. I have been briefed on everything I needed to know. I don't know if Dev needs any further clarification or has any further comments.
This is Dave. No further comments.
Alejandro Pizanti speaking, so thank you very much. And I thank Sylvia, Gisela, Heidi, and the interpreters. I officially adjourn this session of the Strategic Planning Working Group of La Crallo. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Alejandro. Thank you, Deb. Thank you all. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay. Goodbye, everyone. And thanks, everybody.